I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and in the studio today, well, actually, we're not in the studio. We're all quarantined at home. So in their own homes, we have a full panel for you guys. My favorite, Chelsea Stark Jones.
What up? I'm so excited, guys. Like, Roni's back. The world is somewhat normal again.
You look gorgeous. Also joining us in OG After Buzz alumni royalty, Ronnie Jr. and pose.
Trying to feel equally as gorgeous to Chelsea, which is a very big challenge.
It's very hard. And the new girl on the block, we're going to be nice to her. She's the Tinsley of the group. We're going to call her Allie.
You relate to her on so many levels. Hi, guys.
Nice. Hi.
Excited to be here.
Yes.
We're excited to have you. It's going to be a great show for you guys. We are so excited that New York City is back. We've been waiting for this. Like Chelsea said, we're going through a rough time right now. We're going through a public health issue that we're going to distract you from. There'll be no talk of the COVID, just nothing but Ramona Coaster, Luann, Bethany. And speaking of, that's what we open up with today. We open up with the reactions of Bethany's departure. Apparently, she didn't tell anybody she was leaving. Bye, girl. What do we think about this? We'll start with Chelsea.
You know, I like that they addressed it off the top and kind of just like got the elephant out of the way. I was actually surprised to know that they were filming and she decided to leave the show. I thought like this was like long before like they were filming and whatnot. And then I saw something with Dorinda saying like, yeah, blindsided everybody. So, I mean, I like that they started that way. Of course, you get Ramona saying that's going to be better. Everyone's going to be more comfortable, which I think is true, but also just like, let it go, Ramona.
Ronnie?
I think it's, as we all do, it's definitely a hit. But the thing about it is, while Bethany leaves, I think you have this sort of moment where everyone's trying to claw their way to the top. You know, no one will say it, but it's like, in my mind, it's like Dorinda, Luann, even Sonia a little bit. Ramona in her own mind will always be the top dog, but we don't think that per se. So I think that's what makes this show fresh. And I remember watching It's Bravo Bitch podcast, actually. And Lee and you had Grant on the show. And I think what was really cool is you guys talked about how the trailer made it seem like a funnier show. So I think it was a really good idea for Roni to go funny versus like trying to match what Bethany brought to the table. And it was refreshing. You know, the first moments when Sonia's eating a cracker and it falls right off her face, I'm suddenly very much into the show. So
iconic.
Allie?
Yes, I mean, I completely agree with that. It definitely felt refreshing, almost like a new show. We were all, well, I was shocked at how they handled it. I mean, did they even give the cast like a full minute to talk about her departure? Like, it was just so quick. It was like, see you later. It was not even like a real farewell, but it worked. Like there was still so much going on. Like we got Leah and we're just like, I guess we're moving on. They moved on. We're right along with them. So it is what it is. Yeah.
Well, I'm here to just burst the bubble a little bit, guys. I'm sorry, but this seemed like a bunch of pickup shots to me. It seemed like we're starting the show. So let's start with the elephant in the room. Like Chelsea said, let's all get your reaction to Bethany leaving. Luann, go outside. You go over here. It seemed like a bunch of pickup shots to me. That's what it seemed like to me.
Breaking the fourth wall.
You know, Roni's always been like the funniest franchise ever. So I feel like because they're leading with the funny Ronnie, they're always going to just make it work because that's when they are the best. They're the best franchise at making us laugh.
And they're the only franchise that can necessarily do that. You know, these other shows are based upon, we need to do drama after drama after drama. So Roni sets a different tone in that regard. So I believe you though.
Yeah.
It was a theater of the mind that we had to just go with.
Yeah.
Luann was being shocked. When Luann did this, the scroll, I was done.
Dorinda trying to be an actress. I think I'm going to cry. I'm like, well, Tinsley picked up two dogs in China. Let's hope that's all she picked
more
up. All right, sorry. All right, too soon. Okay, well, she picked up two beautiful dogs and she...
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Introduces us to Leah Mobb, like Ali said. Here's the thing about it. You know, we're going to get into this deeper into the show, but this is going to be the jumping off point, as they say. Tinsley talked about dating some guy named Bruce, but is still involved with Scott. I don't know what's going on, and neither does Dorinda, and that's why we're mad. So we are going to slightly get into it, but saving it for the end. So let's just talk about catching up on emails and masturbating.
Which is what I've done all afternoon. No,
oh my God. I live for Leah. She made a really great first impression. And I love her. Like, after we got over all the Bethany stuff, I was like, this chick could really bring it. Like, I am not worried about any lagging in the show. Like you guys said, now it feels a little bit more like a funny show, like as a part of, like, not really, there's going to be drama, but like not really ganging up on people. And Leah was just fabulous. I was obsessed with her from the start. I thought she was so cool, so down to earth, hilarious. Love her relationship with her daughter, her ex-boyfriend, baby daddy, whatever that thing is. But like, she's so cool.
Baby daddy equals not married.
Yeah. So baby daddy. But like, I'm obsessed with her already. I must say.
And it's such
gorgeous.
Such a good move to not do what happened last time when Bethany left and they tried to bring in, was it Cindy? And it was kind of trying to be this, oh, well, she's a brunette. She's a badass. So there's too much of a comparison. Like, Leah's her own cup of tea. And I think that's a smart move. And we're not feeling comparison. Was Bethany missed? Absolutely. But I think Leah was good this episode. And by the way, I think she's going to be better next episode. Because if you know any of these shows, when you have a new housewife, like, you have to kind of arc it and set it up a little bit. So I don't even think we've seen her best stuff yet. Like, we've seen some funny things, but we have not seen an ounce of what the crazy that we're going to get. I mean, her teeth got messed up. I want to hear more about that.
That was insane. She had me laughing like the entire time. I really, really like her. Her background had me just shook. I was shocked. Like you said, I totally agree. Like, a complete mix up from the Bethany character. So yeah, I'm just excited to see more like from her. And I think now that Tinsley kind of has like her partner, like her friend, we're going to see like this whole other dimension of her as well.
Yeah.
And then she leaves.
Yeah.
Oh. And then she moves to Chicago.
It's really sad.
We have a full season to talk about this, guys. It's going to be a good panel. I can already feel it. We got a lot of perspectives here. I want to move on just because we have so much time to talk about this exact subject. We are going to, I'm sure, just do an entire episode of Leah Stanning.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, we're going to talk about her a little bit more. I want to move on, Joe, because I want to move on to something that no one talked about on Twitter and I couldn't get over. I watched the episode 4 times already.
Oh.
And I cannot get over Carson breaking Dorinda's rib. Thank you, Carson. Thank you, Carson Kressley, for breaking Dorinda's rib. Dorinda says she doesn't think Lou is an alcoholic, which really says to me, I want to be friends. I want to move on, because it was just a little repeat. You know, history always repeats itself, especially with a character like Dorinda. She said this exact episode, you know, I'm in a better place, she's in a better place, and we're in a better place. Let's rewind to last season when she said, you're a good person, I'm a good person, we're a good person.
So those flashbacks were brutal.
It's always a revolving door, and she's not with John anymore. So let's talk about this Dorinda introduction.
With her in the kitchen with John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that stressed me out. Like, the cooking and everything just really, like, I was so uncomfortable with them, like, together. And she said something like, this is the first time that we've really spent so much time together. And, like, it's just, like, you're really seeing, like, how much their dynamic just doesn't work, at least for me. And it was very uncomfortable. And yeah, I think she's definitely ready to, like, mend the fences with Lou, and considering how the episode ends with a big Lou bang. But yeah, I just I didn't really care for her and John cooking lasagna or whatever it was that they were doing in the kitchen. It stressed me out. It really did. He stressed
me. Bye, John.
Bye, John.
I thought it was Ellie, a little bit. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I everything like agreed. Just agreed. He can go.
I thought it was a little bit cute. I guess because we already know that Dorinda and John aren't together, so it didn't really bother me. I thought it was like a cutesy moment that we're going to see unravel throughout the season. What's interesting about Dorinda going off the Lou commentary is, yes, she has those flashbacks of being, you know, in Luann's face, but then she also has these like flashbacks that we remember when she was there and Lou was looking at a new home over on the Upper West Side. And like, I totally believe Dorinda when she says, I want to get back to that place, because Dorinda tends to play hard when someone plays hard with her, and she may go overboard. I will say that. But at the purest level, she really just wants everyone to get along. Like, there's no reason she's the biggest party thrower if that's not where her heart is. Like, she's got that spirit, and I believe it with Dorinda. So it'll be interesting to see her. But yeah, her freedom away from John, that'll be fun as well. So I'm kind of on board for Dorinda this season.
Ellie?
Totally agree. I think it, yeah, pretty much just going off what they said, I think we're going to see just a new Dorinda this season. And I'm excited for that.
I hope that she actually breaks up with him kind of on camera. And I hope that we actually get to see like single Dorinda. I do believe, Ronnie, that she does want to be back with Lou. Do I believe the whole sense of the camaraderie? I don't know. Dorinda's a little troublemaker. She proved it at the end of the episode. We're going to get into it. But something that Allie touched on that I want to dive into, Leah's daughter. You know, it's a modern, cool relationship. She's not like a regular mom. She's a cool mom. They talked about Leah's first kiss. And this was interesting to see. I'm glad that we're going to see a new mother-daughter relationship, because if you go back to the Bethany storyline, we never really got to see Brynn. You know, she was always off camera. We never got to see that nurturing side of Bethany. And when it comes to the other New York City housewives only, I feel like, and I might get in a little bit of trouble with this, I feel like East Coast affection is different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Sonia sends her kids to boarding school. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're Latino. Like, I could not be away from my family like that. It's weird. Let's get into this.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, yeah, being a West Coast LA kid, I do think like East Coast, it's totally different. Like, whether it's like walking through Central Park and out your stoop to go to school or like whatever, it's just weird. It's different. Like, mom always dropped me off at school and all that stuff. And yeah, I'm actually excited because we haven't really seen a New York housewife with a younger kid in a while. Like, everyone's kids are adults now. And so it is exciting to see, like, and to see like a really cool, like, housewives have this relationships with their daughters that are a little like inappropriate, that are too like Kelly Dodd and her daughter, like it's too like friendly. Like,
yeah, this friends.
Actually feels like still mother daughterly, but like also like a, like you said, a cool mom. So I'm actually like I stan Leah. I smitten with her from the first jab. I like her a lot. So I think she's cute, and I love her daughter. Her daughter's like precious. So
Kiki was cool. Yeah.
Kiki. Yeah, and her name is cool.
Is that it? It was Kiki, right?
Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah, it is Kiki.
Yeah.
Like, and Kiki, like, for short. Yeah.
She's dope. I like her.
Well, and that's a dynamic that I think you guys touch on, which is fantastic. Yeah. We haven't really seen the city kids, and city kids just are gonna be different regardless, whether that makes you closer or more raw, or it makes you more subdued. Like, it's funny, I thought Kiki was almost a little bit more kind of embarrassed of her mom a little bit in a way, weird way, because Leah was such that New York City girl and she was laying it on heavy. So you see the different dynamics, because every person who is in the city and they grow up that way, it's not, you know, I mean, you're surrounded by building after building. It's very tense, and, you know, it makes some of the best people though. So I think it'll be fun, but no, I'm all on board with their relationship. And I think what makes Leah a cool mom too is some of the work she does. You know, her line, Married to the Mob, is like a, like an urban kind of like sneaker shoe type situation. So it's she already kind of mixes and mingles with the younger crowd, But then she's of her age and mixes and mingles with the housewives. So she's like the perfect fit for a lot of people. I think everyone's going to love this girl.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. She was like surprising to me because at first she seemed just really fun, like was letting loose and, you know, like a housewife. And then we saw her dynamic with her daughter, which was totally cool mom for sure. But I'm an only child. I'm really close with my mom. Grew up with a single mom for, she's married now, but most of my life and when I was that age of Kiki. So my mom and I are extremely close. So I like hopped on board with their relationship like right away. And I'm just excited to see like more of that. She seems like fun and cool, but like a responsible mother. And like she ordered a Red Bull. Like she wasn't ordering drinks at the bar. Like,
but she's also like, I could turn up, girl. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean?
We're gonna see some crazy shit from her. Yeah. Yes.
I'm excited. If you're watching in the live chat, welcome back. We're live again. You know, it's AfterBuzz. We're like the only people that really do this. Everyone's jealous of us. So y'all need to like say hi in the live chat. Melina, I see you. Carla Castillo, Todd Beaton, one of my absolute favorites. I want to get into my favorite part of the episode. Oh. I just want someone to hold me and love me. And I just want to be happy. And I just want someone to kiss me. Oh, this can happen again. Ramona, we're on the Ramona coaster and it's a mood for life. It's a mood for life. Oh my God. I literally spit out my drink when they showed the flashback of her dancing in the Hamptons.
Yes.
And the way that they portrayed it on TV was so much funnier because she was actually dancing to I Love It When You Call Me.
Oh my God.
How great was this introduction to Ramona again? She's exactly the same.
Yes.
Tall Tito's with some muddled mint and some lime.
Ice on the top.
Lots of lime.
Ice on the top, like, yes. So specific.
Let's get into this and bring up the fact that, you know, Ramona went over to go visit Sonia at her house that looks like Mini Hoarders.
Yeah.
Oh, my Sonia.
And Coco and Marley had sex.
Marley steals the show for me every time. Okay, I love Marley.
Yeah, I mean, Ramona's breakdown at the restaurant, I have to say, is extremely relatable. Being that I am a taken woman, I totally remember when I was like, why doesn't anyone want to be with me? Like, why can't I find a man? And it was just like so horrible. So I totally relate to Ramona in that moment. I've definitely had those breakdowns with girlfriends over brunch. So I get it. I love it. I'm here for it. And like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting someone to roll over next to, like, and wake up next to. So
I still have those breakdowns. Why doesn't he love me like he used to?
I loved it. And yes, Sonia's a part. I just don't get it. Like, I don't get why, Sonia? Like, why? How long
is she so messy?
Did she just move in, or like has she been there for some months? Like,
well, at least she has her curtains up this time. You know, last time was a bit of a challenge in that regard.
I know we shouldn't expect too much from her, but
she's so East Coast, man. She is so East Coast.
Yeah. Oh my God, I thought it was fantastic. Going into the Ramona thing, I say this about Ramona all the time. Ramona is an all-star cast member, whether you like her or not.
Yep.
Like she. She what was weird is what she did and the complaints and the sadness was, as Chelsea said, very relatable. But the way she does things is just so over the top. And that part of her is not unrelatable. That's the unrelatable part. But you still want to eat it up. So I always say, never get rid of Ramona because she's so...
Never!
She's, you know, from being in the wheelchair to telling the people what to do, you know...
She's an awful person. Awful.
But we give her the pass.
We could never get rid of her.
I think she's the best.
Oh my God. Let me tell you quickly.
The best way.
So a fan gave her a gift at BravoCon and she took it without even looking at the person and kept walking. And they were like, oh my God. I would literally be offended if it was anybody else. But that was the most on-brand Ramona thing ever.
She's on brand. I like that. She's on brand.
Ridiculous.
Like her not talking to John when she's talking to Dorinda, that's on brand. That's on brand. I ate it up. And as I say, she's an all-star cast member. If you like her or you don't, I never want her to go. And you know what? clap it up for her for being 61 years old or 62 years old.
She looks good.
And looking that beautiful. I give that such respect. And I think older housewives, we love it. We love to see it. Now let's talk about my baby, Sonia. You know I love Sonia in the craziest way. She's a recluse. And I ate up the entire scene. I want to hear Sonia talk about being gassy. I want to see the food come out of her mouth. This is the all-star cast because I feel like, much like Leon, Lou's one of my favorites. But Sonia, I go so hard for. And then we also love Ramona and Leah. So I was into it. And those girls were fun. I loved the way they said, oh, I thought the dog died. Oh, these dogs are never going to die. And then Ramona made some comment about like, oh, the old bitches like us. Done. I loved it. That was so, so good.
They're so good together. Yeah. I'm glad when I don't like when Ramona goes against Sonia, like out of sheer boredom. You know what I mean? Right. She does this every couple seasons, and I'm like, don't do that. You guys are good together. Like, don't do that.
Yeah. They're the most like iconic in just their own ways, and they were so in their element this episode. So yes, here for all of it. All of Sonia, all of Ramona.
Allie, have you been to the Hamptons?
I want to go so bad. It's honestly, it's been on my bucket list for so long. Have you?
Of course I have, darling.
he stopped Luann's house.
I went to Luann's house. I took pictures. I brought it on the after show and everything. Like,
oh
I,
my we docu- gosh.
Yeah, now he we has a restraining order against him.
This is why she moved and she's isolated. Because the other house, you could literally roll down your window and like touch her gate. There's like no sidewalk or nothing. You're right there at her house.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm so jealous right now. I have to see all the pics. You have to send them to me after this.
We're going to have to get together. Yes. Speaking of getting together, Dorinda's having a party. Like Ronnie says, she's a self-proclaimed, what, party master? What'd she say?
I don't know. She brings people together.
Whatever. She wants to bring everyone together and have a party, but not before reading everybody. She's like, Ramona has the same facelift people. She's boring. Tinsley's not going to know anyone. She'll probably just invite Scott. I'm like, damn, girl.
But this is what I'm saying. They're all competing for that Bethany spot, and you know it. That's what I feel.
For the queen bee spot.
Yeah, they're all trying to, like, step up their game. They want to be the middle apple holder, you know?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to, like, go into that, let's just talk about who the queen is right now. Who is the queen of New York right now?
Oh, that's a tough question, Leon.
I don't even know if there really is one.
It has to be Lou because
it's the cabaret star, bitches. It has to be.
I love Sonia so much, but Lou is opulence, and there's just nothing getting around that. Like she'll say something interesting, she'll come up with a story. Yeah, she has to be the winner right now.
Opulence. I own everything.
Season one though, wasn't she the center girl in for the artwork? For the show?
Season one, Luann wrangled everyone, put everyone in their place, including Bethany. Please do not introduce your driver to me as Bethany. I am Miss Della Seps. I am Miss Della Seps. Bethany.
The Countess lives.
To know her is to love her, I guess.
I mean, I think it's just fair game, though. You know, Dorinda has a new haircut, so she's feeling herself.
She looks
Dorinda
so good. Glow
Fierce, yes, at her party. The suit thing, the hair, the ice queen looking. Like, I was here for her look. She looks fabulous.
Do any of you guys wish we got another new housewife? I know that Elise was kind of in the show, but do any of you miss, like, having Barb? I felt like Barb would have...
I miss Barbara.
I really do. Oh no, Chelsea. Why?
Oh no. I don't think so because and she just didn't hold her own very well. I didn't think so. I really
You know what? They didn't give her a fair shot, boo boo. They ripped her apart.
They did. And I don't think that she held her own in that case. And I really like I liked her, but I don't like her as a housewife. It's the same thing.
I saw the rerun today and like they were like, you have bad energy. Even and Luann's like, it's about the energy. And Bethany's like, I think you want to leave. I'm like, how is everyone against me right now? Like would have gone crazy too.
And that was the other thing about it was Luann was the one that brought her onto the show. And like when you're you have to have your friend like help you out. And Luann would just like left her to like to swim with the sharks. So like, no,
I hate to see that actually.
I don't think she would have really thrived, I don't think. I'm okay with who we have. I like it. I like the amount of girls. It's good.
Well, since Ronnie brought it up, make sure to check out my show on AfterBuzz TV. It's called It's Bravo Bitch Podcast. And I actually just had Roni's Barb on. Barb was on my show just a couple days ago.
Very good
and
show.
And she announced that, you know what, don't be mad that I'm not on. It was meant to be. It's Pichier, which is, you know, it means meant to be. But she's saying, like, it was meant to be. Like, it's just, I don't thrive in that environment. It wasn't good for me. And I can't get over what Luann did to me. Like, she stated on my show that they will never be friends again.
After, like, a 17-year friendship. So it was serious. I watched the show. Yeah. It was very good.
Exactly. So make sure to catch up on those past episodes of It's Bravo Bitch Podcast. Follow it on Instagram. I want to get into this party with Dorinda. Like, she came in hot. Like, when you're talking shit to the makeup artist and getting the queen involved, like, he was like, yeah, Tinsley. I'm like, queen, you are not a housewife. Mush it. Well, like, that's when you know she's getting amped up, you know? And she's just like, I don't know her. She's pulling a Mariah. She's like, I don't even know her favorite color. Like, calm down. Just get to the root of the problem. You're mad that she's not being upfront about Scott, which she's not, because she was dating Bruce. Then the next day she's with Scott. I'm confused. Do you guys have any kind of clarity on what they're talking about? Because this is why Dorinda's mad.
Go ahead. No, you go.
I mean, this may be like unpopular opinion, but I think Dorinda needs to just like take a step back, calm down a little bit. She's so like on top of Tinsley all the time. Like, you're not being transparent. You're not raw. Like this and that. I'm like, girl, let her be. Like, give her a minute. Let her do her thing. I know that Tinsley definitely is like a little walking on eggshells with the girls, but I feel like I would too if I was her, because they just go at her. They're ruthless. They don't let her get a word in. They don't let her express how she's feeling. I don't know. I felt for Tinsley. I feel like now that Tinsley has Leah, like I saw a little bit more from Leah, or I mean Tinsley, than we did last season even. So I think she's not gonna put up with it anymore. And I don't know. I just felt very like, I loved the drama. It was so entertaining, but Dorinda needs to like cool it like a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I think Tinsley having Leah, she kind of is finding her voice a little bit, because she has a friend in her corner.
Too little, whereas, too late.
Well, yeah. But like, she wasn't rolling over to Dorinda, and I thought that was very like, I was a little bit surprised and taken aback by her like really standing up for herself in like a very boisterous way and not backing down or crying or whatever Tinsley typically does. And I agree also where it's, I don't think that Dorinda really wants to be friends with Tinsley. Like, I don't think she wants to like have that deep level meaning of friendship with her. So I don't understand why she's going so hard on wanting to know like so much about her personal life. Like,
have you seen Beetlejuice? Does anyone know what she's talking about? Has anyone seen the snake from Beetlejuice?
I haven't, but
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's accurate.
So good.
Yeah, so I just don't think that she genuinely cares. So just like back off, you know?
Yeah,
it's a mind teaser, because I don't understand why Dorinda's feeling this heavy with it. However, if we think about it, we're going to know soon enough that Dorinda and John aren't getting along. So maybe there's this thing where, you know, you're unhappy in your own situation. And so you end up looking at Tinsley and kind of calling her out for not being real vulnerable and honest. And another thing is, I do feel like, because I've not been a Tinsley fan, I think Tinsley had more personality in this episode than she has all the other seasons.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Combined. And I think what could get someone like Dorinda mad is that I'm putting myself out there every single season, you know, because that's part of the game. You have to put yourself out there, or else you're not necessarily going to, you know, return to the show. Tinsley's kind of walked a little cutesy, safe line. And I feel like Dorinda, not that it's right that she's feeling this way, but I think that's where a lot of it comes from as well. Like, I show myself. Tinsley, you better show yourself. Could it be that, you guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's fair, yeah.
Totally.
It's a classic fight that happens on every reality show. They're fighting about it on shows right now. Like, they've been fighting about it. Like, when you don't show yourself, like, we're going to pull it out of you and we're going to showcase it. Like, you have to be real at all times, accountable, transparent. But Dorinda is just projecting, like Tinsley said. And also, Dorinda, you're not being real either, because you don't let John spend the night. You see him when you want to get laid. Like, let's get real about your relationship with John. Like, he is just the dry cleaner that does your clothes and gives it to you good when you get drunk for like 6-7 hours. This is Ramona's words, not mine. Remember? I heard he gets drunk and he does you for 6 hours.
Oh, could you imagine?
I can't.
You know, we're not cocktail party talkers. We're bad bitches, like Jordan says. I mean, ooh. Allie, what do you think about this fight? Do you think it was classic Dorinda, or do you think this is like she's on to some blood here and she really has like a reasoning to go after Tinsley?
Classic Dorinda. I think, oh my gosh, like when are we gonna get over the fact that like Tinsley does not want to talk about Scott? Like, who cares? I don't care. I mean, do you guys care? I don't care.
I really don't care either.
Nobody really cares. I respect that she's like keeping the storyline going, you know, like from an entertainment aspect, but I don't know. It just felt very like mean girl. Like, she was a bully. Like, yeah, Dorinda, you looked hot, but like, don't be mean. Like, just sit down. Everyone's having fun. It was just a lot.
Part of the brand, yeah. Honey. You look good. Be bitchy. Yeah. No, don't be like Enjoyed that. It. Leah doesn't know what Giovanni is, which so funny.
I loved it.
You know, this proved there's water under the bridge when the drag queens come out, perform your freaking song. Sonia has had some sink sex in Saint-Tropez. Who hasn't? Who hasn't?
it's on the bucket list, I will say.
Oh, the sink sex, definitely, but I don't know about Saint-Tropez. The closest I really want to go to Saint-Tropez, but I'd rather go to St. Bart's first, like that, out of the Saints.
All the Saints.
I want to go to all the Saints too, but yeah, I want to go to Bart first. I love how when she was like, I had sex on his sink with that artist. Yeah. And to everyone, they're like, oh, Sonia, she's so funny. She's probably kidding. And the guy's like, yeah, with my roommate, like confirming that the story's true.
So weird. I mean, so awkward. So amazing.
Yes.
So many miles on that, Sonia. And I love it.
The muscle hot guy is an ex-lover of Ramona. Ramona said they didn't have sex on Watch What Happens Live, but Andy revealed he was a bartender on Watch What Happens Live. Thank you. I was just going to say, Andy was trying to figure out, girl, if we were Eskimo sisters or not. You know how Andy is. Leah said that the muscle guy looks like the guy that can't find your clit.
Second, what Gigi said.
That was hilarious.
When she said that, I looked at him differently. I was like, yeah, she's right.
No.
She's a wise girl.
As my aunt once said, he could put his shoes under my bed any day. So
Allie, what did you get? What kind of vibes did you get from him?
Oh my God. I mean, I thought, oh, he's cute. This is fun. And then as soon as like Leah opened her mouth, I was like, oh yeah, she's right. She's right. Kitzel.
Yeah, when she said he looks like he looks at himself in the mirror when he's having sex with you, I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
he didn't deny it either. He did not say no.
No.
Look at him. Look at him. Baby, look at yourself. It's fine. Look at me, though.
You know what I loved about that? I'm sorry. What I loved about that scene, though, was how Leah sort of popped the balloon, so to speak, because I think when Lou walks into a room, she expects everyone to know, you know, everything that's going on with her and everything that's going on with Housewives. And when Leah asks these really basic questions, like, what's a Giovanni? Like, I think that kind of like knocked Lou off a little bit, like, oh, okay. Cause you know, you would expect the new housewife to kind of be gung-ho knowing everything, but it was a very odd scene.
Yeah, I love that Sonia was trying to catch a dick. She's like, go away, I'm trying to catch a dick. You're clearly not. Like, get out of here. There was so many little things that if you were not, like, I caught, like, so many other things, like, the second, third time I watched it.
Yeah.
Like, this episode had so much juice.
So much,
yes.
You watched it four times?
I watched it four times.
I watched it twice, and I agree, like, it got better the second time. Like, I'm ready to go back for a third spin.
It's crazy. The commentary that Leah had for Dorinda in front of Dorinda.
Yes.
Like, just so funny.
She's a firecracker.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what do you guys think about this ending?
I thought it was great. I mean, it's going to be a really explosive and dynamic and hilarious season. I can't wait. And the fight between Dorinda and Tinsley to end it, and Leah kind of jumping in too. I love a woman that comes in and has not afraid of anything. Like, she is ready to be there. You know what I mean? She's not timid. She's not scared. She's like born for this.
And she wasn't trying to make her moment. She was just more like on the side of, that doesn't make sense for you to yell at Tinsley for no reason. Like,
yeah.
So it felt very natural. Like
real, natural, right. Wasn't just trying to do it all for the camera because she's the new girl. Like Barbara, I felt like last season, Barbara was a little like.
Wait a minute.
I love Barbara. But I feel like at first.
She watches the show.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
No, I love Barbara. I really do. I wish she was back because I really grew to like love her over the last season. But I do feel like Leah came in just kind of like not scared. Just felt real. I don't know. Excited.
Well, I'll be showing my copy of Barb's book that she sent in me in the mail. She texted me this morning telling me that she was going to send me her book.
Oh my God.
But I do think that Leah made a good splash. We have a lot to look forward to, a lot to get into. You know, Dorinda kind of ended the entire episode by saying, you know, I didn't lie on my back for these shoes, honey. Bye. I don't know. I think Dorinda was a little harsh. Hopefully she balances it out. But it looks like Dorinda is kind of going to be the villain this season.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you know? Think? Ooh.
I mean, I like throughout the previews and everything, it looks like they bring up like an ambush of a drinking problem. She gets mad at Leah in the Hamptons or in the Berkshires, yeah. It looks like.
And Lou.
Too. And Lou, and they get into it on vacation. Like Ramona's like, we're trying to help you. I just feel like Dorinda's really gonna unravel this season. I'm here for it. I think she's fabulous. Guys, I had such an amazing time doing this with you guys. Make sure to subscribe to two or more of our channels. We'll chat you out on the next show. We're gonna be here for you. Fridays at 2:00 is our new time. Let everybody know. This is my fabulous panel of people. I'm Hollywood Leon. Make sure to follow me on It's Bravo Bitch Podcast on Instagram. Chelsea, where can we find you? What do you want to promote?
Hey guys, you could find me on Instagram at C_S Jones, and you can check out my website, Chelsea Stark Jones, for all the fun behind the scenes stuff that I do.
Fun. My stuff is at Randomly RJ for Twitter, Instagram, and all that. And I often do Instagram a lot with Leon because he's always got the great content over there on It's Bravo Bitch. And the website is randomlyronniejr.com. So get random with me.
Yes, Ronnie and Chelsea, as always, bringing it to you, the real, real, real. Give some love to Allie. She's new. It's her first panel, and I think you did fabulous. Allie, where can we find you? What do you want to promote?
You can find me at Instagram, and all my social media accounts are at Alexandra James.
Yeah. Yay. Make sure to stay safe. Wash your hands. Give some love to Teresa Giudice. Her father passed today.
Yes.
You know, we keep it all in the Bravo world today. We want to spread nothing but love. You know, stay safe out there. Don't go outside, you guys. Just if you need to go get something, come right back. Like, stay in the house. Watch Bravo shows. Watch It's Bravo, bitch. Watch the after show. We'll be here next week for you guys. Bye, After Buzzers.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.